Good Sunday morning and welcome to Getting in the Know. And every year we talk to Lily Lukumsky. She is a young lady from Lagodi who has her own production company, and it's just rolling right along. And we've got another show coming up, and Lily's going to tell us all about that. But first of all, Lily, let's talk about the background. I know we've talked about this before, but just kind of talking to you every now and then, we'll get a refresher. But first of all, tell us how old you are now, and then kind of backtrack as to when this all started and how it started for you.
Okay, well, I'm 19. I'll be turning 20 in August. Oh, I started dancing when I was 2, and we were living in Evansville. And then we moved to the area. I was having a really hard time finding performance opportunities in such a small town. And we were traveling. We were going 1 hour, 2 hours round trip just to find somewhere where I could train and perform in classical ballet. So I ended up, when I got older, starting my own production company in 2022, Clockwork Corday Ballet. And now we are doing ballets here.
So take me back to that initial conversation. Was it mom or dad saying, you know what, maybe you need to do this on your own? Was it you going to mom and dad and saying, I think I'm ready to have something on my own?
It was following COVID. The studio that we had been traveling to had to close. And the composer who wrote the ballets for that studio reached out to me and offered one that hadn't had a chance to be performed yet. And I accepted that, and I put together a group of dancers, and it's just grown from there.
How many did you start with in that first production? Do you remember?
In the first production, I had 4 dancers and 3 people who came in to guest.
And this next show, how many will you have?
We have a cast of 15, and that is significantly our largest cast to date.
So we'll talk about the show in a minute, but the challenges of having your own production company, I'm sure there are many, but what jumps out at you?
I mean, really, it's just that you're in charge. Anything that goes wrong, any little thing that needs done, that's your responsibility. You're the one doing the choreography. You're the one who has to fix the little things when it's not clear. You're the one who's making the props. You're the one who's carrying things in and out of the house when we need them not to be in the studio so we have more room. You have to print the flyers. You're the one who's hanging up most of the flyers. Nothing on its own is that big of a deal. It's just a lot of things you have to be on top of and manage.
And how do you select your cast?
Well, all of my dancers, if they want to be in the show, are invited to be in the show. And then I pick cast based on ability, who's going to look good in a part and be able to feel confident with it, because I never want to put someone on stage in something where they're not going to look their best. And then I also, a lot when it comes down to when we have more than one dancers who could do a part, it goes like personality, who's going to be able to pull the part off best and look most natural in it.
So if I know a young entertainer who would love to get involved in this, are you open to dancers now?
Yes, we are always open to new dancers, people who have dance experience, people who have never danced before. We have in this show, we have some beginners who we started working with back in November so that they would have time to train their parts and feel comfortable with them. And then we have more advanced dancers who have come in just in the last couple of months and are going to be in the show. And everyone's working together. We will be happy to have anyone. We love having new people, and we'll incorporate them in a way where they feel comfortable.
And how do they get involved in your productions?
They can reach out to us on our Facebook page, which is Clockwork Corday Ballet.
Clockwork Corday Ballet. So you got a show coming up. Tell us about when, where, and let's get into the specifics of what the show is about.
We are doing Graduation Ball. This is the first time we've ever done a classical ballet. Before, they have all been ones that have been composed specifically for smaller studios. It is going to be at the Jasper Middle School Auditorium on Saturday, June 13th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $10 at the door.
How do you select which shows you perform?
Largely, it comes down to just how many dancers we have and what roles they are going to be able to do well. And then beyond that, I get to pick a little bit just on personal preference. I like to do shift tone and do every other year. So last year we did The Cemetery, which was really dark. And then this year we're pulling hard back into a comedy.
The Grand Ballet, is that what it's called?
Graduation Ball.
Graduation Ball. Okay, tell us about that. What's the premise? What's the plot?
Well, it's set in an 1850s boarding school in Vienna. And basically it's the staff and the students, they're getting ready for their annual graduation ball. It's what they've been teaching everyone how to behave in society, and it's supposed to be this big proper event, and they're supposed to be following all the rules and showing how much they've learned and how refined they are. And then things go wrong.
Well, you brought along a guest who I'm guessing is the thing that goes wrong a lot of times. Tell me about your guest and her name and what her role is in the play.
This is Nora Desser. She is dancing our lead, the Pigtailed Girl.
Nora, I understand the Pigtailed Girl is the one that causes some chaos. Tell me a little bit about your role.
I definitely have a lot of fun with this role, just with how chaotic it becomes. I like to cause a lot of trouble because in this one specifically, it is the boys and the girls who are finally getting to interact with each other after a long time, since this was back in the 1800s. And so I get up to a little bit of mischief, going around and flirting just a little bit. And sometimes I'll show off a little bit, do a little dance here and there.
Mm-hmm. A little dance here and there where you're not supposed to here and there, right?
Oh, yeah.
How did you get involved with Lily's company?
She originally had me be a narrator. She was going and seeing a play that was just in the area, and I was starting to just kind of age out of it. So she invited me to be a narrator for her upcoming performance, and that went so well, and I just saw how wonderful her dancers were, and I really wanted to have some of that experience for myself.
So you've not danced yet in one of her, this will be your premiere dancing in one of her productions?
No, I danced last year. Okay. I narrated about 2 years ago. My first year was such a wonderful experience. Mm-hmm. Everything was, it was a little hard, but I slowly got used to it, and Lily really helped me grow as a person and in my dance skills generally. So I am proud to say I'm going to do much better this year, and I'm very excited.
And this is right in your backyard, right? It's Jasper Middle School. Tell us about your background.
I went to Jasper Middle School for my middle school years. I really do just love the area, and I am so happy that they are willing to work with us.
And you've been, like Lily, teaching or dancing ever since you can remember, basically, right?
Yeah, I have been in a lot of different styles, but I'm choosing to focus on ballet recently, and I am very proud of my own progress because it is just so different. But I also think that those skills really helped me in ballet to be a little bit unique.
Why did you focus on ballet? What was it about ballet that drew you in?
I personally just really loved it, but I also loved the control and the strength that came with it, and just the grace in making it look effortless. There was just something unique about it in my mind that I really, really loved.
But isn't it disciplined and difficult at times, right? It's a difficult dance to learn.
Oh, incredibly. Any dance is difficult to learn, ballet as well. It can be painful at times, and you have to know when to take a break versus when to push through. It's a lot of mental work as well, having to be both an artist, an athlete, and being able to count music and whatnot, and be an actor to portray the character correctly. It's a lot of work, but in the end, it really is worth it. And it's so fun to see an audience there. And that applause really is just wonderful.
Are you involved in any of your high school productions?
I currently go to an online high school. Oh. I really wanted to open my opportunities for more dance experience, actually, mm-hmm. and just for family-wise. So I have become so much more flexible and been able to be so much more involved. So I am very happy with that.
So this is something that you see and take very seriously, that you can see in your future, right? What is it that you do see in your future that involves dance?
I think I am going to keep dancing for as long as I can. I don't think I'm going to take this into a professional career because that is incredibly difficult. But I will definitely keep dancing for as long as I can on the side as a hobby.
You don't think Lily thought this would be incredibly difficult? And look what she did.
Oh, she is amazing. There are so many incredibly difficult things you can do. I have a different plan for my future, but I love dance so much. I don't think I can quit quite that easily.
All right, so again, what's the name of your character in the play?
The Pigtailed Girl.
The Pigtailed Girl. All right. Is there anything else that you want to tell us that we didn't talk about with you, Nora? It'll be a treat, I know, for the people to come see you. And, you know, if you see her, she fits the part. She's got the pigtails, and I can see her causing some trouble. But anything that you'd like to mention that we didn't talk about?
We are really hoping for a large audience this year. All of our dancers are so excited because this has been such a big production for us. It has been very challenging because it's been a big production, mm-hmm. But we have overcome so many hurdles and are so excited to share this with the public.
How long have you been rehearsing for this role?
I've been rehearsing since about August of last year.
Wow.
I was very excited to get started.
Okay. Well, Nora, thank you so much. I wish you luck, and I know you'll do great, not only in this production, but in your future as well. So thanks for coming along.
Thank you so much.
So Lily, she said that she started kind of rehearsing in this role since last August. So here we are in June. So you select the play almost a year ahead of time, but the production a year ahead of time almost?
Yes, I already have next year's production picked out. I already have some things that I've bought for next year's production. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be announcing what it is on stage at the end of graduation ball. Mm-hmm.
All right, Lily, is there anything else that we didn't talk about? I know we need to get out again, the date, the time, the name, but anything that we didn't talk about that you want to make sure you bring up?
I know we've mentioned already several times that this is a really big production for us. This is the first time that I've been able to just focus on directing and not also have to be in the show. And the perspective I have from that this year, getting to watch the dancers and getting to watch the dances come together without having to be in them, I just want to say that I'm very proud of all of my dancers and I'm very excited for them. And I would love it if we could have a big audience for them.
So isn't there a little bit of you, though, that wants to get out there and perform, or do you at the end or anything like that?
I'm happy with directing. I love being on stage, but it's very hard to direct mm-hmm. and be in the show at the same time.
All right, tell us again about the show and everything you need for people to know to come down and see you on June 13th.
Yes, we will be at Jasper Middle School Auditorium on Saturday, June 13th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $10 at the door, and we would love to see you there.
All right, we'd love to see everybody there too. So Lily and Nora, thank you for coming. And we appreciate the opportunity to talk to Lily and follow her career. And as she says, things are going to be bigger and better each time we talk to her. So make sure you follow Lily's Facebook page. You have a Facebook page. Tell them again what it is.
It's Clockwork Corday Ballet.
All right, Lily, Nora, thank you very much. That's Getting in the Know for this week. We hope you'll get down there to Jasper Middle School on Saturday night, June 13th, and see these magnificent people perform. Have a great week.